won back-to-back championships with no second All-Star selected in back-to-back years is one of the most impressive feats in NBA history.
They are just by far the best team in the NBA. And I think the
Denver Nuggets, two stats about them. One is real, one is fake. First one, the Nuggets the last two seasons are averaging the highest plus-minus in the second half of playoff games since the year 2000. The second stat, the Nuggets became the fourth team in NBA history to win its first three games of a series after trailing at halftime of every game. Sammy, which one's real? Welcome to the Sports on Tap Brothers podcast. And I'm George. And with me, always, my little brother, Sammy.
Now, let's tap in and get this podcast rolling. Well, they have been coming back against the Lakers every game. The Lakers have started hot, so that one's very likely. But I feel like the other one was a little more ridiculous of a stat, and I feel like the Nuggets are a ridiculous team right now. So I'm going to go with... Can you repeat? It was what since 2000? The highest what?
The highest plus minus in the second half of playoff games since 2000.
Okay, see, I feel like it's only been against the Lakers they've been that good in the second half, like that good. I'm going to go with the second one is the real one.
The second one is the real one. So I made up the first one completely off the top of my head, but the Nuggets...
That was a good made-up one, though, because I thought it was real for a second.
The Nuggets became the fourth team in NBA history to win its first three games of a season after trailing at halftime of every single game against the Lakers. So that'll take me to my... opinion. Are you ready for my opinion here? The Nuggets, if they won back-to-back championships with no second All-Star selected in back-to-back years, is one of the most impressive feats in NBA history. Bro, they have no All-Stars other than Jokic in the last, like, 4 years.
But they do. They're just not actually on the All-Star list. That's, for me, this is the one thing about the Nuggets that I think gets overplayed is sometimes the like Jokic doing it himself thing. Now, Jokic is solidifying himself to be on the list now with getting closer to Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and all these type of guys. But I think one thing that's really underplayed is the fact that there's no All-Stars on the team. I mean, if you had to ask me, George, who would you rather have? Chris Middleton or Jamal Murray?
Well, definitely Jamal Murray.
Okay, so this is kind of my point is...
Sorry, our Syrian brother, Jamal Murray.
He is our Syrian brother. And also, sorry, I keep trying to hide the coffee stain on my shirt. I drip coffee the moment before we start recording. The thing is, Chris Middleton is an All-Star because he was in the Eastern Conference.
Right.
And because the West is a little more stacked sometimes, a guy like Jamal Murray didn't get his flowers. And the year before, he's coming off injury again for like the third time, so he didn't get his flowers. So my whole point there is, yes, Jamal Murray's not an All-Star. Yes, Aaron Gordon's not an All-Star. Yes, Michael Porter Jr.'s not an All-Star. But those are guys that a lot of teams in the East, guys like Giannis or guys like who else is good in the East? If you ask the Knicks if they would love to take some of them as the role players, or if you ask Joel Embiid if he would like some of those guys on his team instead of the guys he has, they would say yes. It's still extremely impressive, but I think that those other guys deserve more credit too.
They do deserve more credit completely. I just wonder when was the last time this happened. I don't know if that Kawhi Leonard Raptors team actually had, like, was Kyle Lowry an All-Star or not an All-Star that year?
I don't
year.
Think any of them were. I mean, maybe Kawhi was, but were they? Was even Kawhi? I don't know. He was traded and...
I am not completely sure, but I'm like trying to think back. Other than that, most of the teams that win championships are Warriors, two All-Stars, three All-Stars, Cavaliers, two All-Stars, three All-Stars, Heat, two All-Stars, three. Like, it's really hard to find teams with like one All-Star to win NBA. I would say like Dirk, that Mavericks season might have been the last one if I can like think of one off the top of my head.
The Raptors had Kawhi and Kyle Lowry were
All-Stars. So you have to go all the way probably back to Dirk. And by the way, Dirk and Jokic, also I think the only one of those guys to be European NBA MVPs. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, you've said something interesting there when you're talking about like if there's any teams that win with this guy, like one... You know, All-Star.
One All-Star, yeah.
I did see that there are some teams via NBA Reddit Technically, the 1999 Spurs had no All-Stars that year.
Wow, zero. That's crazy. Well, is that because it was a strike-shortened season and there was no All-Star game?
Was there no All-Star game?
There's only 50 games that season.
I mean, I still think they list who is the All-Stars.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they even had All-Stars. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure.
I'm sure they had All-Stars. Yeah, they did. So
they did. Okay, okay.
No All-Stars. And it was the 89 Pistons, I guess, had no All-Stars or something like that. The Dumars and Isaiah both were not All-Stars because it was like a stacked.
Whatever. Stacking.
Yeah. So it happens, but I don't think at this magnitude, like you're saying, like with a guy like Jokic, who might win back-to-back NBA Finals, and he had already two MVPs and two Finals MVPs with no All-Stars, it'd be a pretty insane feat.
Absolutely. Sam, do you got any opinions on this?
Yes. Okay. On the Denver Nuggets specifically. Well, the thing is here, George, mine was going to be somewhat like yours, is that the fact that Jokic is doing this by himself is pretty ridiculous at All-Stars, and I was going to explain the fact that I do think the other guys need more recognition. And we kind of got to that. But I'm going to give another opinion that kind of plays into the series, which is I think that the Los Angeles Lakers would have won the NBA championship last year or even made a run this year if it was for anyone but the Denver Nuggets. And watching the NBA games right now, I think that they are just by far the best team in the NBA. And I think the Lakers, people forget the Lakers made it to the NBA champion or the Western Conference Finals last year and got their ass kicked by Denver again. Mm-hmm. Like, I just truly think that when you look at this situation, like we're talking about the Lakers were the second best team in the West last year. And now this year, I actually think they were able to make a run and the Denver Nuggets once again are kicking their ass. Is there anybody? And this is like what I guess this is how I'll frame this one is. Is there anyone, if the Lakers can't even win a game against them with Anthony Davis and LeBron James, and we're think about matchups and size, is there anyone that can actually beat them in the Western Conference?
In the West, I don't believe so. I think they're just the best team. And I think the very simple fact is the only way to beat the Nuggets is if Jokic has a bad game. But unfortunately for their opponents, the motherfucker never has a bad game. The guy does not have a bad game. He is the most consistent basketball player I've ever seen in my life. Literally, the most consistent basketball player I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's frustrating if you're a Lakers fan or if you're a LeBron James fan, because the Lakers, like you said, they've been up every single game at half, George. Every single game. They've been playing good. They came out up 8-0 yesterday. The game one, they came up winning. And then it's just the biggest difference is you have guys like D'Angelo Russell, right, who one game scores 30, one game scores zero. Anthony Davis, one game looks like the best player in the NBA, the next game looks like the 30th best player in the NBA. And LeBron was doing everything he could. But with the Denver Nuggets, Jokic, at every single game he's ever played in every moment, he's somewhere between the best player or the second best player on the court, and it never varies. Yeah. Like sometimes, don't get me wrong, there's a day where maybe LeBron James might outplay him or Luka Doncic or what. There's days where he might be the second best player on the court, but there's never a day where he has a bad enough game where he's like the third or fourth guy on the court. He's always number one or number two. And when you can do that as a star, there's no way your team's going to have a bad day. And they never do. And so I think this is easily this year. Now, the way watching all these other teams, the Mavs losing a game to the Clippers losing a game to the Mavs, the Suns and Wolves, all these guys, I don't think anyone has a chance. Maybe the Wolves have the size to play around a little bit. But let me tell you who Jokic is not losing to, George.
The Timberwolves,
yeah.
Yeah. Not fair enough, Sammy. I totally agree with everything you said. All right, it's time for quiz time. Sammy, you're going to love this quiz. How are you ready for this?
Is it going to be a ridiculous one that I can't figure
out? No. Okay. All right, here we go. Six Nuggets have made the All-Star game since 1990. Can you name them?
Okay, six Nuggets since 1990.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do I have a timer on this or not?
1 minute.
Okay, I'm going to start at our 10:30 minute on our clock. People can't see that clock, but here we go. Dikembe Mutombo.
That is one of them.
Carmelo Anthony.
Two of them.
Nikola Jokic.
Three of them.
Allen Iverson.
Four of them. On fire, Sammy. Denver Nugget historian here.
Chauncey Billups.
Five of them.
Nice. I can't believe I got that one.
Six. That was five good. That's out of six. I thought that one was going to throw you off, and okay, now enjoy finding the six.
Hey, you're taking them up. You're taking up my time right now. Hold on. Okay. I need a hint on the last. Wait. No, I don't. Hold on. What's his name? Come on. Andre. Am I right?
Damn.
No. It's not Andre Iguodala. He didn't play for them. Or Andre Miller was, that was the Sixers. I get like an extra 15, 20 seconds here. Kenyon Martin?
No.
Is it a big guy?
Yes.
He played with Carmelo?
I don't believe so.
Can I get any hints? I got five out of six.
Yeah, I'll give you one hint. Our father shares a first name with him, basically.
Tony.
Almost.
Antoine McDice.
Antonio McDice is
Antonio McDice.
Is correct.
There was no way I was thinking. I know who he is. There's no way in my head today. Once I got Chauncey Billups, there was no way I was getting
You're
Antonio
so
McDice.
You're so frustrated that you moved your arm and hit your mic for the first time on this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I was just because I know that one, but like once I said Chauncey Billups, I feel like I got one of the outlier ones, and my mind was it was over.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, those were good, man. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. This is the Hoops on Tap, part of the Sports on Tap Network. If you want to find all our videos and all our channels, including my personal channel, Sammy's personal channel, they're in the link in the description below. Plus, our podcast is there if you want to listen to audio only. We record Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. So thank you for watching. I'm George Jour, or George on Tap. With me is my brother Sammy, or Sammy on Tap. And you know what we like to say, Sammy?
Thanks for stopping by. And because it's the NBA playoffs, bring back our Sonics, man.
Hell yeah.
You weren't expecting that one.
No, I wasn't.